My name is Jennifer Cater. I am 23 years old. Today is November 30th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Kyle Parent, who is my roommate. We are in Richmond, Virginia, recording this interview.
I'm Kyle Parent, Jen's roommate.
Okay, so, Kyle, how old were you when you started playing video games?
I don't remember the exact age, but I was probably pretty young. Probably middle school, less.
Okay, and do you still play video games?
I do still play video games, yes.
And did you start playing video games because your friends played video games?
No, I played them because they had cool pictures on the front and I wanted to play them.
Makes sense. What types of video games were you playing when you were younger?
I started off playing like strategy games, and then I went to like shooting games and kind of done both since.
So like Call of Duty?
Yeah, Call of Duty. I played like really cheap online games. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Did you ever feel like the video games you played made you feel violent or like it was okay to get violent?
No, not at all. Yeah.
Did it ever make you feel frustrated when you like couldn't complete the game or get past certain levels?
No, I never like felt any actual frustration towards this.
Cool. Do you know anyone else that has become violent due to video games? Like, do you know anyone that has an experience with aggression due to video games?
No, I've never heard of anyone like that.
Many articles and studies suggest that video games and violence in youth are linked. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that any normal person who has, like, a good mindset and they play video games aren't going to be affected by them because they know they're different than reality. But if you're, like, going into video games and you're already, like, maybe your parents did something, you know, they'd, like, you know, they should be the ones controlling you at that age, knowing what's right for you and what's not.
Okay, so that kind of leads into my next question. Do you think age restrictions are necessary for video games?
Yeah, I mean, because if a kid is, like, upset at a really young age and he starts playing a game where he starts shooting people, it might not be the best for him.
You feel like that could influence?
His parents should be able to keep him away from it and have a say.
Yeah. Do you think that age restrictions, if they were more strict, do you think that maybe it would help with the cases where video games do lead to aggression that are found in these studies?
No, I think, yeah, I think if you have problems going into it, it doesn't really matter what age you are.
So you feel like if someone is troubled, no matter what age they start playing video games, you feel like it's just gonna be the same outcome? Okay. Would you be comfortable with your own kids playing the types of games that you were playing when you were younger? Like if you became a parent and you saw that your kid was playing Call of Duty or Halo or anything like that, would you feel like maybe it was a little too much exposure for them?
No, not really. I think I had fun with it and I never once tried to bring those thoughts into like reality and out of the game. So
you feel like you had a healthy disconnect from the game?
Yeah, I never thought that shooting someone in a game made it okay to shoot someone in real life.
Okay, so my personal thoughts on the articles and studies that have found a link between aggression in youth and video game playing is that maybe they're so linked because people who are violent are more drawn to video games, and that it's not necessarily the video games that bring out the violence in the other person. So do you, like, agree with me on that side, or what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. If someone who really wants to punch someone in real life, they're going to go find a game where they can do it. So I feel like it's pretty easy to assume it could be linked there.
So perhaps maybe then, like, video games are more so used as an outlet of violence, and therefore people who are violent just happen to use video games more often than people who aren't violent, and maybe that's where the link is.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can see that.
Okay, that's what I thought too. I think it maybe is like more of a more of a link, more of an association rather than a causation in that case. But okay, well, cool. Well, thank you for your time.
All right, thanks.
Yes. Oops.